San Antonio has received national accolades for collecting a special tax to fund a quality preschool program called Pre-K for SA. But Pre-K for SA doesn't accept all children, and many middle-income families in Bexar County can't afford other pre-kindergarten programs. Texas Public Radio's Louisa Jonas reports on why that concerns educators.
If he wants to, he can eat some of our
kale.
And what else do we have over here?
Jessica Ambrise is a master teacher at Pre-K for SA. Today, she and her class are in the school's garden, clustered around a guinea pig's cage. The children lean into her and look curiously at the animal. Students at Pre-K for SA learn lessons not always taught in daycare. Literature, math, science, technology, and social and emotional development. Experts consider this high-quality pre-K because it's a rich curriculum, a full-day program with certified teachers and fewer than 20 students in a classroom. Sarah Beret is CEO of Pre-K for SA.
When kids get a great start going into school, then they're much more likely to be successful at every level. And so there's research that supports early childhood education at every stage of education, whether it's third grade reading, whether it's middle school accessing mathematics, and then high school graduation as well as college going.
But 55% of 3- and 4-year-olds in Bexar County were not enrolled in pre-K programs in 2015. That's according to American Community Survey. One of the reasons is a lack of availability of affordable programs. To qualify for free education through Pre-K for SA or Pre-K programs available in some districts, a 4-year-old must either be a child of a military parent, be unable to speak English, or be eligible for free and reduced lunch. Bridget Green is a single mother of 3 children with a master's degree in curriculum education. She could earn no more than $45,000 a year for her children to qualify for Pre-K for SA. Green earned more than that as her job as an educator, but says she couldn't afford private pre-K. So, to qualify her 4-year-old son for Pre-K for SA, Green did something that might seem drastic. She quit her job and moved in with her parents. Now, her only income is the $600 she receives each month in child support. Green says she misses being able to work.
This is the first time that I've ever done that. It's always been me and my kids on my own, but I had no choice. It's either go to work and not give my child this opportunity as he has a pre-K for SA, or stay home for this year and let him have this opportunity.
Green says when she was able to send her older son, Trevor, who's now 7, to private pre-K, he was completely prepared when he entered kindergarten and first grade.
Because I was able to do that, now he's top of his class, GT, he's first grade, third grade level reader, he's excelling in all of his subjects, he loves school, very good communicator.
Kristen Hewitt didn't have the same options as Green. She's a business analyst for the city. Last year, she made too much to qualify her son Joshua for Pre-K for SA, but not enough to afford private school. So she sent Joshua to daycare, which costs less. Hewitt says her son wasn't completely ready for kindergarten this year.
I'm seeing some things now that he's in kindergarten that he kind of would have learned in a more school-like setting than he did in the daycare. Just some social skills, some, you know, success skills for being successful in a school. I think there was a big adjustment for him.
Albert Watt is the Senior Policy Director at the Alliance for Early Success. The organization works to get funding to improve policies affecting children.
Middle-income families, when they don't qualify for state-funded programs or federal-funded programs for that matter, they could pay out of pocket and put their kids in some kind of private preschool. However, the prices for those programs can be pretty expensive, and there are reports in many states the cost of a preschool program can be close to like public college education.
Watt says the solution lies in providing more public pre-K programs or alternative funding. The state funds half-day pre-K right now, but experts say half-day programs don't have the same benefits as full-day programs. And the programs are still unavailable to middle-income parents.
One strategy that states have used to expand access is to integrate preschool funding into their education K-12 funding formula. So in other words, the way that they would fund a pre-K K-12 child or slot would be the same way they would fund a fifth grader.
That isn't something done in Texas. Watt says another option is for pre-K programs to ask parents to pay on a sliding scale based on their income.
Look at he's eating!
Oh, yeah. Well, do you know what he's eating?
Pre-K for SA accepts about 20% who enroll based on a sliding scale. Currently, they only have room for 400 middle-income kids. Louisa Jonas, Texas Public Radio News.